Hi friends. So I'm starting a new thing where I have all these thoughts while I do my makeup and I'm like, what if I'm just sharing my daily thoughts as I do my makeup and seeing if it resonates with somebody? That'd be awesome. If not, that's cool for just me to express. Because one thing that I got in this morning's journaling session was that, you know, I am building a brand. I have built a brand and now I am reuniting with that brand. And so sometimes when we are in the space of social media and we're bombarded by like what everyone else is doing, how everyone else is, you know, choosing to express themselves, to work with more people, right? I don't want to just sit and compare myself with all these people and then have imposter syndrome and, you know, like all these big words and labels that everybody kind of just uses just for the sake of relating. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just want to speak from the heart and play. Like, I'd rather create content, like that's what I was saying. I was about to say, like, if I'm showing up to with my highest goal, which is to impact as many people as I can, and I'm trying to do it, trying to form myself into some kind of box, that never works. And I was reminded of that this morning. Like, my highest, most abundant and expressive, vibrant timeline, she just plays all day. And she has fun being in conversation, reading whatever she's reading, doing whatever she's doing, whatever that is exciting her, that's what she does. And my most successful times in my life that I could remember is just having fun, you know? And so, like, whenever we are thinking about creating an empire, or we're thinking about, you know, making a lasting difference or making a true difference, we often get sidetracked and lose sight of what our true gifts are. And I know my true gifts are just, like, even in conversations, it's so magical. It's in play, you know? And play is a word that I use, but it could also mean something else for you if you resonate with something else. But this morning I woke up and I was like, words are so limiting. And this whole month or so I've been trying to be like, okay, what am I? Am I a personal trainer? Like, yes. Am I a mindset coach? Yes. Am I a life coach? Yes. I have clients for all those three. And now one of my new clients is like, well, you're a really good somatic coach, a somatic, you know, embodiment coach, somatic therapy, like all of this stuff. And I'm like, this is fucking too many labels. And I fit in under all of them. So, and then, like, you know, another thing is, like, I love creating podcasts. I love creating content. Some days I just want to write a blog, and I do. And it's amazing. And it's like, okay, but then I'm called to call myself a creatrix because I'm always creating. But, like, really, everybody creates. That is the highest expression, right? Expressing ourselves. We're creating every single day. And that is why, actually, my brand is called Sparkle by Choices, because, like, if you are really present in that, you have the choice to create your own life in every single moment, regardless of your circumstances. You get to sparkle in them. You get to shine and, like, be seen and emulate your fullest potential in every single moment just by choice. If the world could get that, oh my God. It would be amazing. There would be no violence. There would just be love. And so I still stand by that. But I feel like my message is so And maybe this is also because, like, I tend to read and learn from a lot of things. Like, that's how I find inspiration and excitement, is by my love of learning and my love of being with books and other people's thoughts and things. And then the way I interpret it is just different, you know? Anyway, I am on my eyeshadow now, but I wanted to try this on for like, I want to give it a good solid 2 weeks or so, or like a month, just to share my daily morning thoughts. It'll be different than what I normally do. It might not be evergreen content, and it might, it's very, very not scripted or anything. Like, I don't really have bullet points when I come and, like, you know, have something to talk about. But I want to try it on. I want to try it on because, one, I have to start practicing the skill set of speaking. I want to be able to be a good and skillful articulator of words and ideas and emotions, storyteller. That is just something that I feel is important to me, and so doing this, by doing this, it will help. And I'm a very, like, extreme person. I'm like all in. I go all in for like as long as I can, and I get something out of it, and then I move on. I get what I need to learn from it, and then I move on. It's a very beautiful process, but I also understand that not everybody is like that. Not everybody is like that. I normally listen to Audible or a book or something, but I find that whenever I'm listening to something while I'm doing my makeup, yes, I will have ideas, but it doesn't really last. It, like, if it's really important, yes, it'll last, but then it also, like, makes my whole makeup routine a lot go by a lot slower. And then I'm not really being with myself, you know? I feel like doing makeup is very sacred. And then why am I saying that is sacred, and then me wanting to post a podcast every day while I do my makeup? It's because sometimes those sacred moments are meant to be shared. How else do you get inspired when you don't put yourself in, you don't expose that sacredness, right? Oh my God, I have so much to tell y'all about what I've been learning about sacredness. Sacred sexuality, having your body be sacred. Like, sacred is just a huge word for me because I, not only did I, like, grow up Buddhist and not knowing, like, my curiosity of Buddhism is what led me to be who I am today. All that I am and everything that I do today is because of my curiosity of Buddhism. I was born into that religion, and because my parents were just too busy, or like there was like a emotional slash language barrier slash no time to really have me understand what Buddhism really means, enough for me to understand it, I went out and start seeking books. Like, and I used to ne I like growing up at school, I hate reading. Well, and then I realized, I'm like, well, it's because I'm not reading something that I actually thoroughly are interested in or enjoy. And then I found my love of books through reading about Buddhism. And so anyway, why did I talk about that? Oh, sacredness. Did you know that, and I'm not talking about religion, okay? So for those of you who are religious or follow a certain religion. This is not a jab to you guys or anything. This is just my preference. This is my experience, my choice, right? I'm a very spiritual person. If you don't know this about me, I'm very spiritual, like super. Everything, spirit is everywhere. Energy, basically, right? It's basically energy and it's everywhere. And I really, really take importance and value my spiritual practices. How much? 3 hours long every day. And it's important to me because I believe that our energy, if we are responsible for it, it could really create magic in our lives, in the people's lives that we touch, all of that stuff. I'm almost done actually. Just now I put my eyelashes on. Anyway, the whole point of this podcast, I guess, is to introduce my intentions and to hopefully have sparked some type of curiosity within yourself. Hopefully, through my speaking, I had you think about something or had you remind yourself about what's important to you in some way, shape, or form. This morning, I woke up and I'm like, I don't need to keep trying to find labels and boxes for myself to fit in, to try to prove to social media like I know who I am. I already know who the I am, right? And yes, other people might not understand it, and it's my job to put myself out there so that they can understand my energy without having to like prove, right? Just being. It's so funny. We're coming back to full circle for me. I woke up and the first text that I got literally after my alarm came on is my friend Gigi. She was saying, "Oh my God, I had a caller. I had a call and it stopped my thing." Anyway, I was talking about full circle. Last thing before I leave is one of my best friends in Chicago now. She texted me about her journal session about being. Like being a mom, being kind, being something. And I was like, that's so aligned because that's my TikTok name, Being with Jacqueline. And so sometimes when I'm trying to think about building an impact or building a brand or whatnot, all of that stuff, I have to remember that like words are so limiting sometimes. And that the best thing you can do is just show up and they'll feel your energy. You know? Yeah. I also learned that from being on TikTok Lives too. I learned it's so fun, actually. When you have this mindset of learning and just wanting to do good, be good, do well, you know? Have a full life, high quality life. It's just. Anyway, now I'm running on a tangent. I am almost complete. I will talk to you guys later. I'm gonna try. We'll see if this actually it will keep going. But if you listen to this, let me know what you think. Let me know if this was helpful, if it was anything. And then I will also feel if this is also a benefit or a good thing for myself. Okay, bye.